Just want to share just a few verses with you, so just stay focused. Stay focused. I know you brought your Bibles with you, but don't pick them up. Just leave them where they are. Put the books down underneath your seats. I'm just going to read to you some verses from the book of Isaiah. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying, and they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. Now this is Isaiah who's speaking. And he cried, "Woe to me! I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." I'm so thankful that the Lord comes to us and he opens our eyes to see him. And I trust that in these days our eyes have been opened to see this great King. We sing songs like, "Open the eyes of my heart, Lord, I want to see you. Open my eyes, Lord, I want to see Jesus." And I believe God does that for us. He comes to us, and if you remember one morning in worship, Brother Matt talked about the eyes that are inside. The inner man has eyes to see. It's not necessarily our outward eyes, but something within is awakened to see Jesus. And that happened for the prophet. He saw the Lord God Almighty, high and lifted up. And what was his response? What's our response when we see Jesus? Well, sometimes we'll fall down, right? In the Bible, they fell down and worshiped. And here the prophet, when he saw the holy, holy, holy God, he said, "I'm unclean." Now, if we've come to the cross, it's because we've realized that we are what? Full of sin. We're unclean. And we need a Savior. That's why we go to Jesus. It's not because he makes our life better. It's not because, you know, that I'll be happy from then on. That's not the reason we go. We go because we need our sins to be forgiven. Because sin has separated us from a holy God. It's broken that fellowship, that relationship that God wants to have with us. And so here the prophet, he says, "Woe is me, I've seen this holy God, and I am unclean. I have unclean lips." I think that maybe indicates to us that the things that come out of our mouths proceed from where? The heart. So what's inside of us in our hearts comes out over our lips. But as soon as he made that confession, as soon as he cried out to God and said, "I am unclean, and the people around me are unclean, we are sinful," immediately, it says, the angel, that's what the seraph was, an angel, it came and he took that coal from off the altar, and he touched the prophet's lips with that coal. Now, what do you think that meant? It didn't burn his lips. But that coal was given to the prophet to touch his lips to make him what? Clean. Clean. The seraph said to him, "See, this coal has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." And I believe God has done that for us here at camp. You know, he draws us to himself. He wants to make us clean on the inside. And as we hear God's word and as we respond to God's word in faith, He cleans us up on the inside. But there was a purpose in all of this. And I believe God in bringing you to camp, there's a purpose. There's a purpose for God laying His hand upon our lives. And in verse 8 it says, "Then, after this had taken place, then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?'" See, God was calling the prophet. I believe he was a young man. I don't think he was an old gray head like me. No, he was a young man like you. "Who will go for us? Who can I send? I have a message to take, for you to take. I have a message to give to the people, but I don't have anyone to take it. I need a messenger." Do you think God has spoken to your heart while you're here at camp? How many feel that God has spoken to your heart? Anybody? Now He's given you a message to take with you. Do the people back home, wherever you come, do they know, need to know that God loves them? How many times did Brother Gordon tell you that God loves you? A lot. I hope you got it. But you know, some people don't know that God loves them. Wilson, did you know that God loves you before you came to camp? Yeah. Where'd you hear it? From a lot of people. In church? Okay. God loves you. And we need to take that message. So how did the prophet respond? What did Isaiah say? When he hears God speaking, he hears God's voice, "Who'll go for us? Who will we send?" And here's little Isaiah. "Over here, Lord, here am I. Send me. Send me." There was that response to the voice of God. "I'll go work for you. I'll go bear your message." Now, the message that God gave Isaiah, I don't know if I'd want to bear it. But beloved, it was the word of God. It was the message that God gave to Isaiah. And God wants you to get into His word. Why do we need to get into His word? Because this is the message. This is the message. It's not your message. People don't need to know about you. They need to know about Jesus. But He's choosing you. He puts His hand upon us. Why does God come to us? So that we keep it all to ourselves? You know, sometimes I think we're so selfish as Christians. We talk about God's wonderful blessings in this place. But do we share it? Do we allow those rivers of living water to flow out? Do we allow God to make our life a blessing? Do we take the opportunities that God gives us to speak for Him? Oh, they might not want to hear about Pilgrim Camp. They might not want to hear about what Jesus has done for me. Well, you know what? Whether they want to hear or not, it's your responsibility and my responsibility to bear the message. To be the light. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Now, I just want to tell you one more story. And maybe you know this one already. It's from the book of Samuel. Remember that story? The woman who didn't have a son, she couldn't have any children, and then God blessed her and gave her a son. And what did she do with that boy?
She gave him to the temple. She prayed to God that she would give her a son, that she would give him to the temple to worship.
Okay, I'll just make it clear. She gave him to the Lord. And he served in the temple. You're right. He served with Eli the priest in the temple. But he was sleeping one night. Remember the story? And what happened? Samuel. And so what did he do? He got up and he ran to Eli. He said, "Eli, you called me." And Eli said, "No, I didn't call you. Go lay down again." And then he went back to his place, And sure enough, again, the voice came, Samuel! Samuel! And he got up again and ran to Eli. Eli, this time I know for sure you called me. And Eli said, no, go back. Go back to sleep. The third time, Samuel! Now this time when he came to Eli, what did Eli say? Listen, now son, when you hear that call again, you respond this way, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. And so he went back and laid down, and God called him again, Samuel, Samuel. And what did he say? Speak, Lord, for your servant hears. I'm listening. Dad said that we needed to listen. Brother Paul said we have to listen. God wants to speak to us. He might not come by that audible voice, but he's going to speak to us through his word. If you take time to open this book and say every time you open it, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. God will speak to you. And there again, he had a message. A message that he gave to Samuel for Eli. But he grew up having an ear to hear his master. And throughout his life, God was able to use Samuel to speak God's word and brings God's message to the people. Now, why do I say all this? Because I believe that God is speaking to all of us in these days. And our response ought to be, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. I believe that Pilgrim Camp affords us a place not only to meet Jesus as our Savior, but it's also a place where we're challenged to give ourselves to Him fully, to give ourselves to His service. You know, I can remember being saved here at camp, and I've given that testimony. But I also remember being in the village and coming up to that altar on that green rug. You know, that rug has been there since I was a camper. And I don't remember, maybe I was 9 or 10, maybe 10 years old, when the Lord came to me one night on that rug. I don't remember what was said. I don't remember who my counselor was. I don't remember anything about it. But I know that God dropped into my heart, spoke to my heart, that I was to serve Him. Now, what did that mean for a 10-year-old? I didn't quit school. Go into the ministry or, you know, go be a missionary. But, you know, throughout my years, that I never forgot that. And God's call remained in my heart. And I believe God is calling you in these days. And we want to say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. I'm listening, Lord, to you. When we go back home, there's a lot of other voices that call us. You know, we're not going to hear God's voice on the TV, I don't think. I mean, maybe. Maybe if there's a preacher on the TV. But if you just turn on the TV and you watch those shows, you're not going to hear God's voice. And God's voice is not going to be heard on your little iPod. And God's voice might not be heard with the friends around you at school. And so these other voices are going to call for your attention. And you're going to have to turn away from those voices because those voices drowned out the voice of God. If you want to hear God's voice, as you've heard already tonight, you need to get alone with God. Find a place, a quiet place where you can read His Word and talk to Him. And say, Lord, speak to me. Speak to me. I remember going to high school. Anybody here in high school going to high school? I went to high school on 96th Street in Manhattan. And it was a new experience for me, believe me. But you know, I took my little testament with me every morning. And I sat down on the step outside of school. And I read that New Testament before I went into school. Didn't matter what the other kids were doing. I knew that that was the important thing for me to hear from God. And so I encourage you, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. Don't be ashamed of what He's done for you. But let's be the lights. Let's be the witnesses. Let's be the messengers. Here am I, Lord. I'm willing to go. Anyone like that? My family needs to hear about God's love. Brother Phil, you don't know the family I come from. None of them love Jesus except me. Well, God is calling you to be the messenger in your home, in your class, among your friends. And I'm talking over here, but I want to talk to us as well. Raquel, God wants to use you in His kingdom. God wants to fill you with Himself, with His Holy Spirit, so that we can be witnesses for Him. You see, the Lord never expects us to do this on our own. Because if we try, what's going to happen? We're going to fail. We're going to fail. But He's given us His Holy Spirit. And as Brother Paul encourages, let's open our hearts wide to Him in these days. And our prayer ought to be, Lord, fill me with Your Holy Spirit. Fill me with Your Holy Spirit. You know, if the Lord saved you, and if you have a clean heart, and you know He's cleansed you. Well, you know what He wants to do then? He wants to fill you. He wants to fill you with His Holy Spirit. And so we want to open our hearts to Him. Lord, I want to be Your messenger. I want to say, here am I, Lord, send me. Speak, Lord, Your servant hears. But Lord, give me the power I need, the boldness to stand for You, to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And so tonight I would just like us to, in closing, just to give ourselves to the Lord again. And say, Lord, here am I. Here am I, Lord, send me. I don't know if any of you boys would like us to pray for you. Anyone feel like, I really want the Lord to strengthen me and help me so that I can be a witness for Him. Anybody feel like that? Just stand up where you are. Lord, here am I. That's what we're saying. Here am I. Lord, send me.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lay Your hand upon these boys, dear God. Let's all pray. Let's just all call on God. Dear God. God, lay Your hand upon these young men. God, You brought them here to Pilgrim Camp, and You have touched their hearts. You've saved them. Now, Lord, I pray that you'd send them forth in your name.
Yes.
Oh, God, that you'd make them a blessing, Lord, when they go back home.
Yes.
God, that their lights would shine for you. God, I just pray that they would be filled with your Spirit. Lord, we open our hearts to you tonight, Lord. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, Jesus. Lord, you promised to be with us. Never to leave us. And so, Lord, we want you to come. And fill our lives, Jesus. Fill our lives, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Let's all stand. Let's all pray. Let's all pray. Maybe someone else would like to pray. Oh, God, I thank you for these boys.
Dear God,
you work in their hearts, my God.
Someone
else, pray out. Let's call upon God for one another.
Lord, we come, we pray for each one of these guys, Lord God. We pray the fire of God would touch them, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
We pray the love
Lord.
Of God would just move and drench them with your power and your anointing, Father.
Yes,
touch
Lord.
Their heart,
yes,
touch their minds, yes, touch their souls, Lord God.
Yes,
cover
Lord.
Them with your blood. We pray in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. We pray that you would protect them. We come to
yes, Lord.
You come and set up your kingdom.
Yes,
we pray
Lord.
You would help them
yes.
to share the gospel boldly.
Yes, Lord.
And that you would continue to teach them for the short time that we have left.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Lord, cover them in your precious blood, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Power in the blood. Keep them from evil.
Yes.
Keep them from the ways of this world and let them experience you in your fullness,
yes.
Lord, progressively, day by day, as they
yes.
read your word and they put their eyes upon you, Lord. Give them those inward eyes, Lord, that they would see you
oh,
and follow you and put you first.
Yes.
In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name. Thank
Amen.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lord, these are your children, Lord. And you love them. Help them to know that.
Yes, Lord.
I pray that you would also
yes,
help them to love you, Lord, and protect them. Lord Jesus, you're in their hearts, and they're free from the laws of sin and death, Lord. And I pray that you would help them to never forget that.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, they're free from sin. They don't have to give into it.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, I pray that you would keep them clean and unspotted, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Protect your children.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you will.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. In your name.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Wonderful. Wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah,
yes.
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord, you've begun a good work. You will finish it. This
yes.
is our confidence. Come to them, Lord. Fill them with yourself. Give them desire for thee. Enable them by your grace to open their hearts in these
yes.
closing days to receive all that you have for them. Lord, help us as adults, those who are with them.
Yes.
Lord, help us. Give us a faith
yes.
that will enable you to accomplish what you desire. What you desire. Oh, you have a plan. You have a purpose. Let the will of God,
yes, Lord.
Lord, be set into all of us.
Yes,
Lord. All of us. So we might be those channels.
Hallelujah.
As those who say, here am I. Here am I.
Yes, Lord.
Here am I.
Oh, yes, Lord. Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. You're giving us help.
Yes, Lord.
Giving them help.
Thank you, Lord.
That you may be glorified.
Let's take our hymn books and we'll sing 357. 357. On the third verse, I'll ask the village to go. The village in Natick. Just letting on anthem stay a minute yet.
Jesus calls us o'er the tumult of our lives while restless sea. Day by day his sweet voice sounded, saying, Christian, follow me. Jesus calls us from the worship of the
I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, you are calling us, Lord. Oh, God, help us. Help us to respond to you in faith, Lord Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, as I said, the message was for all of us. We want to be faithful to our God, faithful to his call over our lives. And so I would just ask that we just spend some time before him tonight. Here am I, Lord, send me. The other night we prayed, Lord of harvest, send forth laborers into your harvest field. And I'm sure God is calling us. We need to be more for him. We need to be all for him. And so let's just go to prayer and open our hearts wide to him. And let him pour in his Holy Spirit. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. We give ourselves to thy obedience. Serve and love you best of all. Hallelujah. So let's go to prayer.